This is the Transparency Podcast Show.
Was your family supportive as you came out besides your cousin? How did that work for you?
My mom, actually, my dad was more than my mom, which is kind of, you know, probably the opposite of what most people experience.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, my mom was just worried, I think, that I would get beaten up and stuff like that. Yes. But I remember watching some TV show and, you know, crossing my leg like the girl on the show, you know, while I'm watching it. I'm like 7 or 8 years old, and she would, and I was in the living room, she'd come running out of the kitchen and say, you know, don't do that, and uncross my leg, and, you know, don't do that. And so that sent it sends a bad message.
Yes.
So, and I also read about your story. You also have a kid, right? You're a mother now, right?
Well, I was for a long time. Five kids, actually. Oh, three girls, kids. Two boys.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't do anything halfway.
Exactly.
So they weren't my biological children, but, you know, I met this single mother of five a long time ago, and overnight became, you know, the stay-at-home mother of five children, where basically 2 months after we met, I was at home, and I was picking them up at school and doing all the after-school stuff with them and everything.
Yeah, talk about like, zero to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a typical lesbian thing, right? There's a joke with lesbians where, like, the second date involves a U-Haul, right?
Exactly.
And so she didn't know I was, you know, female, and I just came across as the stepdad for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I finally did come out as, you know, the mom, the stay-at-home mom, and they were like, they go to work 9 to 5, sort of, accountant, office manager kind of person. So, it didn't go too well. We often trans women especially get hurt by our family, whether it's blood or in-laws or otherwise.
Right.
So, it eventually didn't work out really badly.